Now, look at Exodus 33. And I want to show you the essence of God, who is a spirit. He's a spirit being, no physical body, spirit being. Sometimes we think of a spirit being like Casper the Friendly Ghost. You remember him? Is anybody too young not to remember Casper the Friendly Ghost? Okay. Well, that's not exactly the essence of it, because a spirit man looks exactly like the physical man, made of a different substance, no doubt. I mean, walks through walls, that would be. You try that, you're going to have a headache, at least. But Moses asked, chapter 33, verse 18. Moses said to God, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And God said, I will make my goodness pass before thee. The glory of the Lord is good. You know, when God comes in great glory and great power, sometimes people are spooked. You need to keep this in mind. The glory of the Lord is very good. The glory of the Lord is good. And God said, I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. So a spirit being has a face. It wouldn't make any sense otherwise, would it? And then he said, verse 22, it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, I will put thee in the cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand. I just want you to put this description of a spirit being in your spirit. I will take away my hand and thou shalt see my back parts. So as some kind of a, we won't say it's a spinal column, may not be, but some kind of a identifiable back. So you see, a spirit being is very much like the physical man that you face in the mirror. You know the physical man. Now look at Luke 16. This is the rich man Lazarus, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried. Now watch this, by the angels. He was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. You notice it didn't say the beggar was buried, because that would have been unusual in that day. Even in India today, they would bring carts through the streets and pick up the bodies of the people who have died overnight, because there's such a poverty level there. So the rich man probably had a massive mausoleum, no doubt. Well, it says the rich man, verse 23, in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment. So he still had what we might say sensibilities. I don't know that we use that word, but he had an awareness of pain. Though his physical body is in the grave, it's in the mausoleum, and yet he was completely intact. See, you are not a body, you are a spirit. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus, he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivedst thy good things, likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from them. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that they may testify unto them, lest they come into this place of torment. Now there's interesting things here. First of all, nobody had a picture of Abraham. You know there were no cameras in Abraham's day. You do know that. Do you know he knew who Abraham was? He recognized him. How in the world? He knew who Abraham was. Now this is Hades. This is not Gehenna. Gehenna is in Revelation. It's the fire that burns. But Hades had two compartments. It was where they went. Hell, and hell is not open yet because Jesus hadn't made a sacrifice. And they had the place of Abraham's bosom, and they had the place of torment. And Lazarus had gone to Abraham's bosom. The rich man had gone to torment. You notice he still had his mind. He knew his brothers. He knew his family. He knew what he'd left behind. See, you're going to be fully intact. One lady asked me, am I going to know my grandma? I said, did you know her here? Because you will. You'll know grandma. My little grandma weighed 70 pounds. You might overlook her, but she's there. I don't know if you fatten up in heaven, she could have carried 100 pounds, but she didn't. I want you to see that these are spirit beings. Their bodies have been dead and buried or disposed of. And yet the spirit being has an identifiable form. It has substance.